If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order. Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
I'm Rootbeer.
And You didn't save it for the podcast, which means we're doing this again for
But now there's three of us.
Now there's three of us. Yeah. So
also, I only talked about one of the reveals.
True. Also true. So Bushiroad revealed the premium, or like what's in the premium TDs for Jewel Knights and for Neo Nectar Musketeers. Yeah. So Rootbeer made a video responding to it on our channel, which you can watch if I remember to link it in the description, for his own opinion. But now there's three of us, which matters for some reason.
Yeah.
So, brah.
I mean, sometimes it's hard for me to form full thoughts while trying to go back and forth with you guys.
Why is that?
Fair.
No, just like, you know, talking to other people, like it like changes your train of thought, right?
Right. Compared to like sitting down and writing the notes out yourself and then when you're ready doing the recording. Yeah. No, yeah. You know what? You're right. That's completely understandable. So the original Jewel Knight Salome that they brought back.
Start with the Musketeers.
You wanted to start with the Musketeers?
Well, that did get revealed first.
That's true.
Also, okay. I know less about them.
Ah. Now, if we were smart, we would get somebody who plays Musketeers. But can you think of a single person who plays Musketeers?
Nope. Not one.
I certainly can't.
We'll just get the other Alvin. Mm.
I think we've had him on this show maybe once or twice.
If only there was somebody who we knew that played a ton of Neo Nectar.
Yeah. And the only other person I know who plays that much Neo Nectar has like grown a beard and lives in the woods somewhere.
That's so sick.
And he doesn't play anymore. He just is a person who grows a beard and lives in the woods.
That's dope.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Wish that were me.
Original Nexus Core fans, you know exactly you're halfway what I'm there. Talking about. Yeah. The original White Lily Musketeer Cecilia, Act on Vanguard once per turn. Limit break 4, so 4 or more damage. You can counterblast 1, put 5 cards with Musketeer in their card names from drop onto the bottom of your deck. Search your deck for up to 2 copies of Cecilia, call them to rear and shuffle, and then act on Van once per turn. Retire one of your rear guards, check top 5, choose a Musketeer, and call it. So this is the original one. It has been reprinted in this set.
Okay.
All right. Now, the stride that they are retraining to go with her, Maiden Lily Musketeer Captain Virginial Cecilia. So has the normal stride effect, but also, much like they were doing with the History Collection strides, act in G-Zone. If your Vanguard is a Grade 3 Cecilia with a Limit Break 4 ability, and you did not get an imaginary gift during this fight, discard 1 or more cards from your hand equal Grade 3 or more. Stride this from Vanguard. Then turn a card with Musketeer in its card name in G-Zone face up. Get 2 Force Gifts, and then you get a Cecilia Crest. And then quick aside for the Cecilia Crest. If your heart card is Cecilia with a Limit Break 4 ability, your Virginial Cecilia gets all of your heart's original abilities, and also auto on Van, when your Cecilia is placed on rear from deck, draw a card, choose one of your units, and it gets plus 10k till end of turn. Continuous, the original power of your Grade 3 units with Limit Break 4 becomes 13k, including heart cards. Continuous, the Limit Break 4 abilities of your Vanguard are still active at 3 damage or less. Oh my god! I didn't even finish Virginial Musketeer Cecilia's effect. Act on Vanguard once per turn. Counterblast 1. Turn a card in G-Zone face up. Choose up to 5 of your rear guards. Retire them. Check top 7. Choose up to the same number of musketeer in their card names as the number of units you've retired. Call them to rear, and then get plus 3k for each musketeer in your G-zone. Shuffle your deck. Do something! Well?
I mean, the problem is I don't know shit about Cecily.
Okay.
You probably have to do something with like Cecilia reverse.
Okay. So one problem that Musketeers had for a long time was the inability to plus. Everything that they did was just killing off Musketeers to call other Musketeers.
Mm-hmm.
And they never really like gained any card advantage from it. This allows you to draw by doing the first effect from the original Cecilia. For people listening to this, I highly recommend watching the video version just because I have, you know, visual aids to go with it. I'm leaving that in, by the way. So you would like recite, you would do things kind of like Legion. You call to Cecilia. The crest would then allow you to draw cards from calling them, and then you can then kill those Cecilias to then call a board from.
So you do that, and then you would retire them, presumably for Cecilia reverse. I'm thinking about your rear
Cecilia. I think so.
Card muscle one, lock to your stand the unit of the attack, and then if the front row has a lock card, bind it, ride that card onto your vanguard's stand.
Does that say ride onto your vanguard like grade 3 or less as stand?
No.
Then that means you can do it with this, which is decent.
Yeah. But you have to attack grade 3 or greater vanguard, so...
Okay, that's something, I guess.
Less good going first. Like, going... I don't know if musketeers have a way to, like, extend going first.
Mm. Doing this so far, like, it's the same thing as the history strides.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do that to kind of flex. I know you brought up in the video that if you want to run this because it's the same name as the original Cecilia or you know, Salome when you're talking about it.
Yeah.
Well, you would have to make
that matters make, more for Jewel Knights than this.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Because with this, you can just run the limit break Cecilia and then Cecilia reverse as is the V version.
Yeah. Cause I think original Cecilia is pretty comparable to the V version. Cause the V version of Cecilia came out really early.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and the crest gives them power, so, like, it basically turns the original one into, like, the V version.
Yes. And you can use it to do the gifts, which means you don't have to, like, cram Asha in there if you want to do the... Mm-hmm. I like the idea of these being another way to, like, double up on the gifts outside of the original, you know, G.
Yeah. But I think these are worse because they're a lot more xenophobic.
Yeah, for Musketeers, famously xenophobic, definitely.
Like all of them.
Oh, for all three, because it's Revengers.
Yeah, Jewel because Knights, they were printed at the time when every card said counterblast a card with Musketeer in its name.
Counterblast a card with Jewel Knight. Counterblast a card with Revenger. Which, yeah. I think in the case of Musketeers and also Revengers, which we'll see down the line, there's a critical mass of them that like it's okay. Like you'd still see like Raging Form decks running around even today that just run full Revenger.
Yeah, because
packages.
Like V Raging Form is already good.
Mm-hmm. So I think the Cecilia one is pretty decent, especially given what they were doing beforehand, which is to say nothing. So On the other hand, they also are giving you a full G zone here, which includes Harmonix Messiah, which is the amazing.
Probably the only thing that truly matters, although it is nice that they're getting like good cards like Katrina, even if they only give you one copy.
Yeah, Katrina. I know this pink one is kind of a big deal too. Mm-hmm. It's not like too expensive, but like it's a good card to have. And
could probably stand to have not printed the GB8s.
Yeah, the GB8s don't need to come back, but whatever, fine.
Also, they just shoved the other Cecilia Stride in there too.
Yeah, they did.
I don't even know what the hell that one does.
Which one? This one?
Yeah,
over here.
The one that's not being retrained. Yeah.
Yeah. I can't remember. I know this one does. Okay, so there's like a cute little combo with the Progenitor Dragon and this Tangerine one,
mm-hmm.
where you stride her in main phase, which means you can do the Progenitor Dragon to do his effect to discard two, and then that effect is active, and then you stride her in main phase, and then she has like some power and a crit, which is like, again, cute, but it's not
mm-hmm.
like, you know, running roughshod over the meta. But whatever, cool.
The other Cecilia was Karen Blast One, retire two Musketeers. And then if you have a heart with Cecilia, look at top five, search for three Musketeers and call them. That card sucks. They could definitely have just not printed that.
I'm just giving you three Katrina.
Yeah. Or like two Katrina, two of the pink one.
Sure. Why not? Yeah, I mean, nitpicks aside, I think that's pretty good that they're giving you a pretty fully loaded G-Zone. You got an Antero mm-hmm. in there. You got a Rain Breath in there. Rain Breath is kind of a pain in the butt to track down these days.
Mm-hmm.
Sure
would be nice if they printed some actual new cards for this.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Because it's definitely, like, you brought it up. Gleaming Garmor, who responded to your, like, little write-up, brought it up, and I agree with
you. I retweeted her.
Oh, wait, because like you said something about history strides, and then...
Yeah, I was retweeting her.
Oh, okay. Never liked the history collection model. Da-da-da. Okay, and then she kept going. Sorry. Sorry, Darmor. Sorry. Anything to add about the Musketeers that we don't know much about?
Not particularly. Commenters, say something for us.
Yeah. Other Alvin, if you're out there, please piggyback off this. So, Jewel Knights. Couldn't keep it on you, could you?
Yeah, because I actually know about this one.
That's true.
And, you know, sometimes it's easier to just form an opinion when I don't have to, like, go back and forth with two other people.
Yeah.
That's fair. You have more time to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. It's like texting versus calling, I guess. So, yeah, well, large part of that can be looked at. I'll link it in the description. I'll try and remember. Usually when I'm editing these at, like, 1 in the morning, I forget.
Okay, I'll passively I will passive aggressively edit it in later.
It's not a bad idea. Anyway, Salome, I don't care. It lets you grab a Jewel Knight from deck or whatever.
Yeah. This is one of those like counterblast two cards with Jewel Knights in their name because that was a thing they liked to do during break rides for some reason. They really wanted to push archetypes during that time.
Yeah, from like early break ride up through Legion almost. And then.
Did they keep up a special counterblast during Legion? I can't remember.
It was around, but not nearly as much. Because some Legions kept the name or the archetype and others didn't.
Yeah.
So it just kind of.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Case basis. That's the problem when you have only two sets to develop a certain mechanic.
I don't know shit. I will freely admit that I don't know shit about Legion because Legion lasted all of a year.
Matt, you were around for Legion too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you remember them being like, here's your fucking Legion as promo.
Yeah, they did that. Like, a lot of clans that they never actually made it to, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a shame, because the Great Nature one was like halfway decent.
Yeah.
Pale Moon one was god awful though. It was like, all right, when you Legion counterblast two, call something from Soul. Really? That's it?
Also, you just ignored Salome's Limit Break, which is actually an important part of the card.
Oh my god, fine. Okay, so Salome's Limit Break is when she attacks, if you have four or more Jewel Knight rear guard, she gets plus 2k and a crit.
Yeah.
Till the end of that battle.
Yeah.
Now, all right. Now, Evangeline, act in G zone. Same thing with Cecilia. Yeah.
So, the main problem here is that there's not, you don't have several different strides with Musketeer in their name.
Yes.
Or there's only one Jewel Knight stride. Musketeer's had a couple of strides going.
Yeah, and then her other effect there is act once per turn. Turn a card in G zone face up. If you have a hard card with Jewel Knight and you have three or more Jewel Knight rear guards, all of your units with Jewel Knight get 3k for each copy of her, of Evangeline, in your G zone till end of turn.
Mm-hmm.
And you mentioned in the video that it's like it can max out at like five attacks if you're lucky.
Yeah. Ah, damn it, I need the old errata for this card. Oh, they always just generic flip. I thought they had to flip a copy of themselves. Interesting.
I think this was like mid-G era where they were like, all right, fine, we won't have anything.
No,
like, we'll stop doing the requiring.
This was 2015. Like, this was still like around the time that they made cards flip themselves.
It's interesting that they had that, and then once they got rid of it, they never brought it back. And I feel like that was almost a good way of balancing, where like you can use this twice, and then that's it. That's all you get.
I don't know. I think sometimes decks just need to be able to flip up freaking cards, and now they took it away, and now you just—it's sometimes annoying to do so.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the Plain Pale Moon, where you can flip up whatever the hell you want, and then stride face-up cards with what's her name, is kind of broken. And I think if this was like early G era where they were like, all right, you can only, you know, get something face down or something that has a second cut, whatever, it would be a lot less good. But then again, Pale Moon is not like, you know, going nuts in the meta. So what do I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. So what do we think about this?
Read the crest too.
Oh, right, the crest.
Please.
Okay, so the crest for Salome. I've become delirious with with lack of oxygen from Cecilia. So,
want me to read this?
Go for it.
Okay, so if you have Salome with the Limit Break 4 ability, your Evangeline gets all of the hard card's original ability and reduce the first time you pay for the cost of those abilities by counterblast 2 the turn it received those effects. Power of your grade 3 with Limit Break 4 becomes 1300, includes hard cards. Limit Break 4 ability of your Vanguard are still active even if you have 3 or less cards.
Okay, so it just lets you do the second effect of Salome for free.
Yes, one time.
And that's not once per turn, so it's not like it's a all right, you can do two or more if you have to.
You probably don't want to, but
no, you don't, but there are things you can do. Xenophobia aside, I think Jewel Knights are in a kind of better position as a subclan. God, I haven't said that word in a long time.
Yeah,
Musketeers are.
As an archetype, that's the thing, right? Like, Musketeers came out very early in V's lifespan, and they were also a bit all over the place because they were split between doing the original Musketeer thing and doing plant token stuff, because this was like early V when archetypes didn't mean anything.
Right.
And then, like, they printed Musketeer cards later on that went back to the original Musketeer playstyle, but those aren't really relevant for these decks, I don't think.
The Gold Paladin-esque, you know.
Yeah. And so Jewel Knights as an archetype benefit from being like post V. Like they can't, like I think Jewel Knights didn't exist until we started getting the clan collections.
I think so, yeah.
So they have the advantage of being a more modern, powerful archetype, which means they have like some better tools than Musketeers and a more cohesive strategy. And so the big thing is that you have Ashley to be an extender. So that one's just end of battle, Soul Blast 2, call a grade 2 or less Jewel Knight from your deck. And then you can call it on top of Sybil, which when you play something on top of it, you can look at your top 3 for a grade 2 or less Jewel Knight. And so Evangeline with the new crest caps out at 5 attacks using this strategy. But the benefit you have is that you get extra power from Evangeline's ability, and then you get the crit.
Yeah.
Comparatively, I think Goblade, you can get 7 attacks if you're going, like, Jewel Knight deck.
Roughly, because you can do, like, all right, 1-2, Goblade, call, Twin Sword, call,
you have to start with an extender. So you'd be, like, let's just use Cataphail, because you actually play Cataphail. So you'd be like one Cataphail 2. I would probably still do Goblade 3 then, like Ashley or another Cataphail 4. Mm-hmm. Like, and that, oh no, you'd call Sybil. So then Sybil attacks.
Or, like, because I have my Altmile deck right here. So,
you're talking about Altmile. I'm talking about in the context of Jewel Knights.
But I mean, like, I run. Like a good contingent of Jewel Knights, like Laylee does a lot of the work.
Yeah, but like to extend, you need to call Sybil,
right?
So you would be like one, then like Cataphail 2, call Sybil, attack with Goblade, call another extender, Sybil. Well, it's 4. The extender is 5. Call another thing, Sybil. Call something. That's 6 and 7.
Mm-hmm. Another thing that Altmile has that Jewel Knights don't is like halfway decent G guards, which is to say Ygraine. Because everything
Royal else G guards fucking suck.
Dog shit, yeah. like looking at the is it down there?
You went past it.
Okay. So looking at the G zone you get. So like a little bit better in terms of like the G zone itself, where Aerial Altmile was weirdly expensive. Nice that you get 2 of those. The Twin Sword Stride's pretty solid. What's his face? Eulogius. Is good. But like, okay, the dog that gets 10k shield if you have something in the front row and you have to flip something, terrible. Yeah. Laser Guard, you need a grade 2 on field, terrible.
You need 2 grade 2s for the third one.
His name is Andragius, but I've been calling him Androgynous. Needs 2 grade 2s. That can be anywhere. Doesn't have to be front row necessarily.
So the problem with every Royal Paladin G-Guard is that you need something on the board.
Yes.
So against anything with competent removal, like your options for G-Guarding are drastically cut down. Mm-hmm. Also, like Jewel Knights can't afford like grade 2 spam all the time, because if you're calling like Ashley to rear guard, for example, you just might not have a grade 2.
Yeah. It's kind of strange, or not strange, but just a little sad that like you don't really have a lot of 3 attack decks that are good anymore.
Yeah, I mean, like we've talked about it before. It's just like potential pressure, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like it doesn't matter if you're swinging for like 13k or 100 million. If it only has 1 critical, you're only doing 1 damage.
Yeah.
So if your opponent can afford to just take, let's say, the 100 million, then...
That being said, when I play Altmile, I like to do, with my 2 force markers, do force 2, which means every damage that's coming in is doing 2.
But now, the downside there is that your numbers are small.
Yeah. Altmile can roughly make up for that with things like Laylee and Altmile Stride Steel and blah, 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 blah. Jewel Knights, kind of, not really. Like, you have Laylee herself, like I just mentioned, but Yeah, they kind of need that Force One to really hit.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with this, where it's like, okay, you get 3K for each Evangeline. So you do three and then nine on the following turn.
Mm-hmm.
And then on top of that, this where you like copy the heart card and then call something from deck for free, which is not really impactful. You don't really want to be doing this twice.
You just use it to grab an extender.
Yeah.
I think this is pretty like mediocre. Like the biggest thing is just that your Vanguard now has a crit, but like I don't think your game plan substantially changes.
Nope. No, it does not.
Like at best, you don't play an Altmile engine, but that comes at the cost of you having to play multiple or play two different versions of Salome. And you have like ways to deal with that. Like I think it was Christine that lets you search a grade three. But then that's like counterblast that you're having to spend searching. You have to have three other Jewel Knight rear guards, I believe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is harder to justify compared to the Cecilia. And I'm not really sure how it's going to shake out for Revengers. I know that Raging Form is kind of a big deal.
Revengers feels so weird because nothing substantially changes between the two versions of Raging Form.
Not
especially
really.
If they're going to have the crest, like, band-aid whatever problems the original Limit Break version has.
So yeah, it seems like you would just do the regular Raging Form. Like, you're already rewriting and getting more gifts anyway.
Yeah.
What do you care?
Yeah, Raging Form is definitely the most, like, wait, but this is the same card.
You know what I would have loved to see them do? Because I know that they did this as a trio because they're three Force Gift clans. I would have loved to see this in particular done with Tachikaze. Imagine that they do this kind of thing with the Ancient Dragons.
They're not going to do that. I'm sorry to say.
Tachikaze
is like one of the least popular clans. They don't give a shit.
I just saw the hope leave your eyes as you said that.
Like Tachikaze is such a hilariously unpopular clan. There's no shot.
I know.
But they can't even do like the main character clans for that time because the main character clans were all over the place during Limit Break.
Yeah. Gold Paladin this.
Yeah. Like, obviously, they're just doing Shadow Paladin because it's popular.
Right.
But, like, like, V and Limit Break Raging Form are basically the same card.
Yeah.
They're definitely trying to hit some nostalgia, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Neonectar, I think they just did it to round out a trio.
Yeah.
Neonectar isn't really, like, raking in the chips when it comes to popularity.
Yeah. Musketeers was pretty popular, though.
Were they?
Yeah. Also, like, thematically, it's weird because, like, Cecilia was an early Limit Break card, and then the other two were from Bright Era.
That's true.
So,
I honestly don't know what the theme here is.
Like, the gap between Cecilia and Raging Form is pretty big.
Mm-hmm. Which we'll see next week when they do the Raging Form reveals.
Yeah. I really don't know what they could possibly do because, like, V Raging Form does the same thing. It doesn't give 10k because you get a force marker for V Raging Form.
Just did it twice.
Yeah. And then, like, they gave V Raging Form the Limit Break ability that you can, like, counterblast one and search a grade two or less Revenger, which, who knows, they might just put that on the crest.
Sure could.
Yeah. And, like, I don't know, Darmore mentioned this too, but like making room for a crest on your board is kind of annoying.
Yes.
And
also, like, it's just very annoying that we have a bunch of cards that don't do what they say they do.
Yes, definitely. Like, imagine trying to teach your friends this format and being like, all right, go ahead and buy the, the TD that'll help you. You get a Harmonix Messiah with it. Oh, wait, so you know the thing there? It doesn't, no, like, oh. It's this one over here, you know? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But also, like, I just think this model of supporting premium is lame as hell. Like,
yeah,
it's lazy, right? Like, they're just putting more text onto these old cards. They're not printing new cards for the archetypes. They're definitely not printing new rear guards, which I think is something that's desperately needed for premium right now. They're more not printing guards. New G guards.
Yes.
Which, please give me new G guards.
Royals need them. Aqua Force needs them.
Yeah, I think a lot of clans could use new G guards, but particularly like archetype cards like this, right? Where, you know, Royal Paladin's problem is all the good G guards are archetype locked.
Right. Blaster this, blaster that.
Yeah, so if like, you would think if they're going to make like specific archetype decks that they would try to print more archetype cards for them, but no. Mm-hmm. So, like, I've always been against this model of supporting premium. Like, if they're going to go in on the nostalgia, I wish they would actually like do it, right? Yeah. Like, have the clan collection model where you have like a card and then you have rear guard support for those cards.
Yeah, and then like, okay, one thing I do want to bring up is that I am appreciative of the fact that we're getting reprints of cards that sorely need to be reprinted, i.e. this man over here and this man over here. Harmonix and Crystal Luster have been like $30 or more for years at this point. Okay, not Harmonix, but like Crystal Luster has. I mean,
Crystal Luster's been $60 for years.
$30 or more, good sir. but you see what I'm getting at. I'm glad that they're doing this as a way of reprinting it. So I'm not calling this a total loss.
How much are these sets?
My locals is listing them for $6.
60?
68.
68? Good lord. I should ask.
But all right. Should have just gone with the 69, is it mean?
Okay, so it's the Crystal Luster, and you get all these other goodies.
More of the important shit.
Yeah. Do we know the list of like the deck itself or no?
No, I don't think so. I think they've shown the triggers, and the triggers are all vanilla, which dashes one of my only hopes that they would retrain the archetype crits.
That's tragic.
That would be kind of cool. I'd be curious to see what they would do with those.
I mean, they would just update the stat lines, right?
Right. Oh, the plus 10k and the 50, that sort of thing, or like.
Yeah.
This product is probably less egregious at 50, at 68, but still like a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's. I wish they would just standardize their lists at 50.
Yeah.
Wait, were Jewel Knights the only one that had an effect crit?
Hang on, I'm trying to remember. I feel like Musketeers had something. Alvin, if you're out there, please answer us.
Oh, I mean, I'm looking it up right now, and I don't see one for Revengers. I know for sure that Jewel Knights have an effect crit.
Yep, they sure do.
Like a Shove and Soul plus 3, one of those, or
no? It actually did something, but
I'm
looking at all of the Musketeer critical triggers right now.
The one with the red sword, right? Yeah. Where like, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. So Musketeers have a crit that's like when it's placed due to an effect of a Musketeer, you can counter charge 2.
Wow, that's pretty solid.
Mm-hmm.
I hope that that's at 4 and not at 1.
Oh, they also have a random one that counts as a normal unit instead of a trigger in the drop zone.
Oh yeah, I think I remember that one.
That way you can put it back.
Yeah. There's always this talking point when we get like premium products like this where they go, well, standard is also support for premium because premium is everything. It's all
like they don't design standard cards around premium.
That's true. And then also now with the energy mechanic and them being like, all right, energy blast this
even more.
Yeah. So like even more, they're being subdivided away from each other, which I don't know if that's a good thing.
It
might be a while.
I assume they added rules for energy and premium, right? Surely.
Not that we know of.
Perfect. Like
right now, the only thing we know of is that you get it from the ride deck.
You know,
Like,
it's wild to me that they would design a mechanic and not have a way to include it into premium.
Yeah.
I mean, the ride deck is one thing, but this is like an extra other dumb thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a very easy fix, right? Like, when you ride, just get 3 energy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or when you ride, like, when you increase grade by riding, gain 3 energy.
Get a crest and do the energy. Mm-hmm. But like, which is, again, another, like, thing to...
But, like, now any card that has energy blast, it basically does not have that effect in premium.
It just doesn't work.
Very cool.
Suck lemons, kid. Yeah.
Thanks, Bushiroad.
Yeah. So, you know, subdivisions, that's pretty fun.
I have a way to include it.
And then by the same token, they're like, oh, you have to still have the Overtrader. That's still a thing.
Yeah. Got to make sure we have the really annoying game-changing one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, premium feels like an afterthought. Right, like their premium support is the laziest possible thing they could be doing.
Wait till you hear about V premium.
V premium isn't real.
Not even an afterthought. Just like not even a thought.
the latest wave of promo support for V premium are just like is actually just premium support. Right, like I think they were they grade ones that just like become heal triggers for the purposes of G guarding.
Mm-hmm. And then let's see. There was like the right.
So they count as heals for G guards, but then you can also remove a heal trigger and then like do a thing to give them like shield.
Just get rid of V. Look, okay. In a game that has multiple formats that you're supporting as a
that they're not supporting.
Bold, as a company. That's a generous word.
Let me get through this. So in a game with multiple formats that you're supporting, don't pay lip service to one and then just not do it. You know?
We're talking about it's been the standard forever.
Does Magic support Commander as a format?
And some might say they only support Commander as a format.
Okay. So they do that, and they also have their standard, right? Standard's the like...
Yeah, standard, modern, and pioneer, like the three formats that people probably actually play.
Okay.
Other than Commander, of course.
Which is
the most popular format by a pretty wide margin at this point.
They have different play styles, and Wizards of the Coast makes an effort, I guess, to support both of them. And then meanwhile, Bushiroad is like, okay, here's standard. We're doing everything for standard. And like, fine, that's your main format. But if you're going to do things for premium, like at least it's not that hard, guys.
Let
premium go into the woods. Let them, you know, put them on a horse, tar and feather them, and send
Legacy and Magic is basically treated like premium and Vanguard. It's kind of let shit happen.
Okay.
Yeah, this format's kind of not real because the format's just so inaccessible at this point.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not worth talking about for the most part. Like, Vintage is the same way.
Now,
but even more inaccessible somehow.
I mean, these TDs go a long way to help with. I'm mostly just talking about Harmonix Messiah, but it's something.
Yeah.
You know?
You're still basically paying the price.
It doesn't have
Harmonix Messiah, but you know,
like prevents these formats from like being revived in any meaningful way.
Mm-hmm.
The reserve list in Magic basically makes it so that a bunch of people are gonna get really fucking mad if Wizards refunds cards because of a dumb promise Wizards made.
What was the promise?
That there were a certain list of cards that they would never reprint or functional.
Kind of like when we had the VR protection policy.
That's what I was.
But like permanent.
Yeah. Interesting.
And included in those are dual lands, which are necessary to play the old formats and are worth lots of money.
I see. Okay. So I guess this leaves to you, the listener, the viewer. What do you think of these new TDs? Are you excited? Are you going to buy them? I'm probably going to buy the Jewel Knight one just because I have Royals and I kind of want to try the crappy, you know, Jewel Knights. And I think it'll be nice to have like a real Harmonics Messiah that's not the crappy one from before. The old one with the full effect on it would be nice. So that's me. What about you guys?
Make a Tachikaze one. Do it. You won't.
It's annoying that they didn't do that. They're not like supporting every clan, because this might be the only premium support we get this year. We'll see.
Yeah. Now, if they,
I would say do a Murakumo one, but I literally couldn't think of a Murakumo boss unit that would make sense.
Shiryuki. That's all I got.
Don't talk.
I mean, how much you want to bet they're just gonna like abandon this idea?
Wait, they could just make Shiryuki, but just give the V Shiryuki. Yeah. But that wouldn't even matter.
If they did these in threes, I think that would be kind of cool, right?
Yeah. But like, how long will it take for every clan to get support in that case?
There's what,
17 years.
Four clans, right?
Yeah, there's 24.
So even three clans a year, that's long as.
Yeah,
that's 8 years.
Yeah, if they do like one every 6 months, then that's 4 years, which is bad.
Still too long
for that.
Yeah.
No, like this is baffling. Like, I wish if this is the only premium support we got this year, it's also weird that they're like going backwards from like G era.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
neat idea, kind of bungled execution. That's my wrap up statement to
like,
that.
I get the need for starter product and premium, though, so, like, this does serve that purpose. I just wish they would put actual effort into supporting premium.
Mm-hmm. Me too. Join us, Root Beer. We love you. I love you. So, yeah, leave a like, leave a comment. Thanks to our $10 patrons, Darren Cole, Josh, Jeremy, GR, Ali. If you want to support the show, patreon.com/NexusAtNight. You get, you know, for $5 a month, you get a whole ass bonus show with two or three of us every week. For $10, you get the well wishes at the end and your name at the beginning of the show and in the description. So at Nexus at Night on all the socials. How about the rest of us?
Find me on Twitter at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 Z's.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Me at Atlas Novak and all the places. I've recently started doing history memes on my TikTok. So go over there if you want to see those, or the Epileptic Comic on YouTube, or my other podcast, Generation Dan, which is about generational differences. Go check it out. So thanks everybody for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm still Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
And have a good night.